Moloni, my name is Busiswe Mnube. I represent Gauteng in this committee, but I'll ask Chairperson from your apology that we consider calling the sports department sooner. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sipho Plaki. I'm a member of this committee and I'm representing the Northwest Province.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Tavaliers and I'm representing the Western Cape in the Select Committee.
Good morning. My name is Willem Faber and I represent the Northern Cape Province in the Select Committee on Sport. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, my name is Themba Kojana. I'm from the Department of Basic Education and I'll be doing the presentation. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Gilem Hwebe, PLO in DG's Office Basic Education.
Zuyanda Langa, Secretary to the Committee.
Mavalogan from Paramedical Communication Services.
Sia Zitajan from the Sports and Recreation PLO.
Francis Weshe from Boa News, Cabin Communication.
Simon Abbott from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Honourable members, firstly, maybe to respond to the issue of Honourable Binky. I think we've discussed the matter because really it will not, even the basic education. They are not in a position to go into details because they were supposed to do it just testing in this both the departments. But because of the unforeseen circumstances, we have agreed that we are going to call the two departments to appear before this committee so that we can have a detailed reading about the today's topic. On that note, I'm going to request Dr. Themba.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson of the Select Committee on Education and Recreation, and honorable members and colleagues. One of the output goals of the Action Plan to 2040 is to ensure that all children remain effectively enrolled in schools up to the age of 15. And certainly there is a directorate in the department that is also coordinating school sports, arts and culture, as well as school safety. Therefore, in supporting this, that particular objective, Commissioner of Sport Development. If you look in terms of this, of the continuum on sport development, it starts from the classroom. It comes to the activities that are supposed to be taking place inside the school, the activities of learners within a specific area to start playing against each other on a mass basis, and then you would go to the competitive aspects of school sport and the role of federation. Certainly, for this part of presentation, we opted to talk about the development around physical education specifically. Physical education has been allocated time within the CAPS, which is the curriculum assessment. In the foundation phase, they have been allocated 2 hours per week. In the intermediate phase, one and a half hours per week. CINA and FET incorporated a life orientation program, which is allocated 2 hours per week, and is a compulsory subject. We are going to be training educators in physical education. Will be done part of the CAPS training, and the workshops are going to commence in April. But I must indicate that it's not that it will be for the first time that we'll be doing the training on physical education in April. During the past 2 years, we have been doing the training on the foundation phase for educators in all provinces. And certainly we wish to continue, and I think there's a question of environment that we have dealt with the issue of the nomenclature. You will remember previously we talked about human movement, which became one of the outcomes in within life orientation, I think it's outcome number 4. Now, physical education is no longer, we have dealt with the nomenclature now, it's no longer human movement, it's strictly physical education, and there's a time allocated for that specifically. Now, what we have done also is to, we are partnering with RedTech Foundation, which is part of Mr. Price and SportsTech, to support the department's objective of ensuring that there's a mass distribution of information as possible in assisting educators to teach physical education. We are working very closely with the SuperSport Let's Play program. I'm sure honorable members who watch the SuperSport, they've seen an advert of the partnership between the Department of Basic Education and Let's Play to ensure that there should be, you increase the hype about the participation of learners in sport. But there's a specific focus for us to have the lesson plan being flighted on the SuperSport. We've got that particular agreement that we've reached with the Let's Play within SuperSport. And that is as a result of how the department partnered with in collaboration with the Department of Sport and Tradition, Arts and Culture, with FIFA organizing committee. We have to ensure that we promote the participation of children within the hype of creating the hype for the 2010 FIFA World Cup. We partnered with SuperSport. I think it is as a result of that partnership that today SuperSport is coming full force to say that if you want to talk about the development of sport, we should also ensure that the media plays a very critical and central role in this regard. Just quickly to give you an update on one aspect on school sport, I think the other part aspect was going to be covered by sports and recreation. We sort of looked into what is it that we did as a department to increase the hype around learner participation on as a counter hosting the FIFA World Cup. We had a project called My Winter School Adventure, and the objectives of that project was to mobilize learners and educators in support of the 2010 FIFA World Cup and to provide a platform successful initiative that we've had. And the success of this project is attributed to a collective participation and cooperation with the provinces. Both the participation and education pillar, we had two pillars. While children were kicking the ball, adopting nations, others were to learn about the cultures of those participating countries. As well as we had some themes that we concentrated on, like one was the theme around HIV and AIDS. The others were about the entangled roots, my roots are in place, and research. So that you look at sport in totality, not as one segment. At a national level, we saw that the 54 teams that were coming from all provinces that participated at that level, both boys and girls, as well as learners with special educational needs, we took one component, which is the mentally mild handicap learners that participated in the national finals. Collective efforts by partners made this project a success. A total number of 15,000 learners and educators were afforded an opportunity to attend the FIFA World Cup matches across the country. I want to thank Adidas for that generosity there, because as you know, that the tickets we to most families were really not affordable, but because of this initiative, we were able to partner with both Adidas and Coca-Cola in particular. Because with Coca-Cola, we're doing something similar that deals with issues of environment, education. It was not only about collecting a cap, but it was more about environmental education. We had digital development programs around that to enforce curriculum. And we afforded also learners with tickets, but also the nine schools that I think participated, nine schools, the top schools in all provinces, received additional 40,000 rands each. As I've indicated earlier on, this provided a platform for us to sort of look at issues differently. The ministers in February met, the two respective ministers met in February this year, and to say we needed to evaluate progress in the space of sport in schools, as well as putting in motion the legacy program post the 2010 FIFA World Cup. They further proposed that we establish a task team to develop an integrated school sport plan comprised of both departments. And the task team completed the allocated task and presenting the integrated plan to both ministers. That's precisely why I could not go into details on the plan, because we want to afford the opportunity for both ministers to scrutinize the plan once they are in agreement. We will therefore be able to present the plan. We hoped that the two teachers then were going to be looking to the plan, but unfortunately the situation did not allow, as we understand what transpired. If you look in terms of the leadership beyond the FIFA World Cup, both departments have identified the establishment of school leagues as an appropriate leadership program, as it reinforces mass participation and encourages physical activity in schools. What we have been experiencing in the past was more competitive school sport. You had your one-day events, and immediately after that, you don't have the ongoing Wednesday leagues and then the rest. Because that's the legacy that we've been operating under, that today you will be dealing with athletics. After athletics, it's going to be aquatics. After aquatics, it's going to be this and that, you know, as an event, but not as a continuous league that promotes participation of learners on an ongoing basis. We understand that the modularity is one of the leagues in school sports, structures that we need to have structures that will work in partnership with sport federations in ensuring that the leagues are functional. We operate from the premise that where schools are, it is practically possible to strengthen clubs in communities, because a school is a captive audience. So we think that if you have a league and you work in partnership with the federation, it's possible that sport can develop in the length and breadth of our country, rural areas. The area of competitive sport and management thereof is outlined and clarified we understand that one of the issues that we are managing very tightly is about defining the roles and responsibilities. As you know, that there are two departments that are collaborating in this regard between sport and education. So for the efficient collaborative planning and delivery of activities of both sections, management of the stakeholders is very critical, because you would notice that sport would talk about federation, whereas in education would talk about teachers and parents. So management of those stakeholders is very, very important to ensure that we are in line with meeting the objectives of government within the space of school sport. We have decided to put it in that manner until such time that comprehensive plan has been agreed to by both ministers, so that it can be presented to the House in that manner. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, I've got a few questions that I think are very much specific for the team. And let me thank the presenter for the clear information that he gave us. It is clear that we need to have some few questions on the very clear presentation that you gave us. My first question is, we are having a new curriculum, or this curriculum that we are having, is this the physical education? I think it was not put as a subject or by learning area in the school before, in our school before, or in this curriculum. Even if it was there, it was not a program that is considered. Now that it is going to be a full-time or an allocation subject that is there, that has to be done in the school, do you have a clear program that gives educators what is exactly expected of them? What are they exactly, what they must do exactly? And also, there's a synchronym here, ETCAPS. I'm not clear about it, what it really stands for. The other one is, there is this distribution of material in the department by the department and to the provinces. When is it going to happen? Is this something that is still going to happen after April, or is are these materials already distributed into schools? And if it is distributed in any schools, how many in the Eastern Cape, or how many regions in the Eastern Cape got those, and maybe in the other provinces, but I want to be specific to the Eastern Cape. The last question that I have, Do you have a specific program for coaching for the educators, meant for the educators?
Yeah. That's
my first one will be, I had the presenter saying teachers will be trained. I'm not sure whether it goes with the foundation phase training. If so, when is the training for the intermediate phase, senior phase and FET on the physical education? But linked to that, I know from my previous life that you will be allocated life orientation. Within life orientation, then we have physical education and other subjects. And if you are not well versed with one area of the learning area or the subject, just ignore it. So how are you going to ensure that during this period, the periods that are allocated, educators, what are the monitoring mechanisms that you are putting in place as you're promoting the physical education as part of the subject, and allocating time so that that time is having value to the intended beneficiary. The other one that links to that, I have a lesson from my previous life that we had Jalan Technical School in my area. There was a teacher there, teachers, not even a teacher. There were teachers that were employed specifically to train rugby, train the students there for rugby, and there was another one for soccer and whatever. And we never had that. In all the schools in Zola, Jablani, Mbeni, we didn't have that. But in that Jablani Technical School, which was fully funded by the state, it was not a private or semi. So my take will be, is there in the 20s, I don't know, this long term, do you have any plan in terms of appointing educators that would deal with sports? With the advent of outcome-based education, I know it's being phased out, but with the advent of outcome-based education, teachers have been crying about the overload of the curriculum. Hence, they will forget about the Tuesdays. I know previously Tuesdays were assigned for primary schools in Soweto. On Wednesdays, it will be high schools going to the grounds, and that thing is no longer there because nobody wants to do sports, soccer, whatnot, and all those things. And we talk of promoting all the sporting codes in schools. So the other one is on the as we promote physical education and sporting codes in schools, do we have any memorandum of understanding or partnership with local government? I'm coming from a township, and I worked at Sola Jalani Mbeni. We would have problems with the grounds. Grounds would be have grass and stones. We would train athletics there, stony as it was, and grassy as it would be, and we wouldn't have any access to a better facility. And then now of late, there is a promotion from local government or provincial government in terms of the multi-purpose centers. But in practice, you find that communities and or schools have problems of accessing the facilities there. So that's where I'm coming from in terms of the ensuring that schools have this access so that the talent that you're trying to unearth is being realized. The other one is on the we the National Council of Provinces will represent provinces. So we'll ask that in future we have specifics in terms of when you say material development and distribution to I'm making an example. Distribution to provinces, because we have interest in specific provinces where we come from. We want to know in Gauteng, for instance, if you say teachers developed, 1,000 teachers developed, we want to say out of the 1,000, how many were developed in the Eastern Cape, how many developed in Gauteng, and where are they placed? So that as and when they complain to us, when we're in constituencies, we're able to say the information that we're having is this. So we're not going to punish you today. The other one is on the... so you have the Coca-Cola recycling program targeted toward schools. So in the way you present the integrated plan, you will then have to try and give us the specifics, né? So that you are able to do what you are here for. We'll also, we welcome the task team from joint departments. We will be awaiting as this select committee. We'll be awaiting the tabling of the integrated plan so that you don't hear it or see it on TV, but we have that presentation so that we know what is entailed. Thank you very much.
Chair, I'm actually not going to repeat some of the questions raised by my colleagues, honorable members here, but I do not want to go out of this meeting with an assumption that some of the information here are very clear to me. I then want to just ask a few questions or to be clarified on some of the things. On page 3, yes, I understand that the physical education is going to be part of the curriculum, it's going to be a compulsory subject in a curriculum. So what I want to find out from the department is that our learners, on the basis of the nature, now that it's a compulsory subject, are learners taking any form of assessment through this subject, physical education, in the form of class test or in the form of examination or any other method, assessment method used to accredit it a compulsory status as a subject in school? And the other point that have been raised, I just want to put just an emphasis on it, on school infrastructure, sports infrastructure, and the nature of school. Because the report, Madam Chairperson, does not speak much on the infrastructure and facilities. Because we, like colleagues have said, we, honorable members, we form provinces. We know the structure and the way our school is being designed, that in most cases there are no facilities in the school to be able to do all the necessary physical education, to conduct physical education in the sports ground. So I wanted to check if, have you looked into that in terms of the infrastructure and facilities? No, I was just putting a rider on what Honorable Mube said about the involvement of the municipalities in assisting, because I know for sure that in some of the schools they better to have this kind of activity. And the other question, Chair, the last question, obviously, is on page 8. Chair, if it's possible, it's under the achievements, if it's possible, that the department can share with us. We would like also to join hands in congratulating schools who have received this 40,000 liters of price. So that if you share with us which schools are those, which schools are those, and maybe in, from which provinces, maybe Eastern Cape or provinces, if it's possible, indicate the district as well. So that is, and when we go and do our oversight, we are able to also congratulate and look into if this price does benefit the school in any way. So it's just a question of the chair. So I thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable. I cannot feel intimidated.
Oh, look at me.
Thank you very much. These questions are quite comprehensive. Indeed. Let me start by answering whether we take on board the teacher unions in terms of supporting this particular initiative. The reality is yes. We have. It's part and parcel of how we have structured engagement. To ensure that there is a support for government's programs in this regard. If you look in terms of the curriculum assessment program statements, we have really prioritized the physical education as a standalone. If you go, that's why it says that it should be appearing in the timetable as physical education, because if you previously you as honourable members are highlighting. You get a situation where you strike life orientation. Then physical, I mean, human movement is somewhere inside. But if you put it as a standalone and you allocate time for it, it means as a principal of the school, I'll then be able to allocate an educator responsible for physical education. It might not necessarily be that education does life orientation per se, because it's the standalone. It's a focus subject that people need to look into. Then it allows these things to take place for these things to happen. But I think it is what is also I need to respond to is that yes, we have conducted training in provinces in the foundation phase specifically, and I was in the Eastern Cape. I did go there when they were conducting that training for the foundation phase specifically. You see, it's like there's a difference between physical activity and physical education. You know, you can teach maths and language through physical activity in the classroom. You know, in the previous day, you can't. Can engage in on all those activities, teachers to be able to structure their lesson plan such that learners are actually actively involved. So training has been done in majority of provinces, but I cannot at the present moment be certain. But I do know that in the majority of provinces at that level, the foundation phase educators have been trained because they were selected from all districts to come. But I think it is important for me maybe in the next time to indicate the specifics, which provinces are those, how many educators coming from what district, VTA phase up until the FET phase. All the phases will benefit. It's part and parcel of, it's not going to now move alone. If the program involves mathematics, your physical science, physical education part. But we did not want to end there only, as I've indicated earlier. There will be lesson plans that would be reflected on SuperSport to assist educators on how to do the training. So what we have agreed upon with our partners is that we are going to write now a letter to principals of schools beyond just to indicate to them that we would appreciate if teachers could watch this program at this particular time so that everybody would know that every Wednesday, because that's what the advert said, at this particular time, then people can watch the programs. We'll also engage SportTech and the Red Cap Foundation on producing the cities to assist educators in that regard as well. We are going to do quite a number of activities to assist educators in this regard, so that there's a clear program. That's why we said it cannot only end with the training of teachers. We should go public and check what is the public space there in order for us to show this particular program. Yes, indeed, if you look into the training of educators, the Department of Sports and Education has got what is called mass participation program. And there are volunteers that are across all provinces in specific schools whose task is to conduct training for educators, assisting them. So Sports and Education has got the mass participation program for schools. And there is a very intense program, because those volunteers are doing the work. Certainly, as I said, that if they were here as well for the province specifics when answering that question, to say in this part of the province there are so many volunteers, these are the codes of sport that they are busy with, so that we can be able to clarify that question. I've noted it down. So the next time we come here, we both departments can be able to expand with the specifics of who are those volunteers, what is it that the coaching is all about. We have also approached the ETDB CETA. The CEO of the ETDB CETA, we met and discussed this aspect of teacher development in sport. And they were going to meet with the CEO of the Theta Center on what is that ought to happen. That meeting took place last week. We have made a presentation, because we met I think it was a budget vote day here in Parliament. We met on that day. But on the following day, we made just a quick presentation, which they appreciated, but they're working on it. So that we can be able to, because we're specific to say that the teacher development should concentrate on those courses that you want to start links on, so that we can be able to assist our educators on events management and training of learners on a continual basis. Yes, if you look at the issues around municipalities and infrastructure and facilities, it's quite a big one. I do remember there was an issue about MIG, the Municipal Infrastructure Grant, that the Sports and Education, the Department of Sports and Education was engaging, because that money is referenced for specific activities, specifically. And I think it is important for us to note that it is very true that both departments should find time and space to engage municipalities at those local levels, so that our learners and our schools can have access to those facilities. I know previously there were issues around maintenance of those facilities, because municipalities will tell you that for a school to utilize this particular field, the issues of maintenance, schools are asked to pay. So it's a matter that we need to consider very strongly and engage on. Yes, indeed, we will provide this house with the names of schools that have won the 40 million, the 40,000 rents. We'll provide you, each province has got a winning school that benefited. So it's not specific schools in a specific province, all provinces have. But we'll find time so that one should not wait, that we will liaise through our office for you to get that information as quick as possible, so that you can be able to go and congratulate those schools and see whether the money has been allocated appropriately. I think I've tried to indicate that this physical education is a curriculum matter. Therefore, it needs to be assessed.
The other thing I would like to ask is that those 15,000 learners and educators were afforded an opportunity to attend FIFA school, FIFA World Cup matches across the country. The tickets were sponsored by Adidas. Is it possible that there are, from the most rural areas, pupils that went to them? Is it possible that we can get that information? Because the city people, every day they got the opportunity to see chiefs and pirates and all those people. And Mafana. Thank you, Che.
Kind of
page 8. What is the position on Cricket World Cup and coming up Rugby World Cup from the park, especially on the school? Just a brief question there. And then on page 9, goes over to page 10 about the presenting the integrated plan to the ministers. When will that happen? And then I'm very much interested in the affordability for learners, especially the rural areas and the mostly disadvantaged schools, for those learners to compete in those schoolings. Because mostly that happens not in the smaller towns, but more in the bigger towns where the facilities are. So those learners must travel, who are actually picked up into the league. Previously, most of those learners, they couldn't compete in those competitions.
Yes.
What is the situation in the support from the department and also from the federations? Because the department planned that they will go into partnership with the federations into the school sport. And who will they account to, especially when they receive money from the government and from the department, so that the schools can compete in those sports? There must be some kind of accountability on the financial situation. I think that is all my question.
Thank you, Chairperson, and my apologies for being late. I was in another meeting late. Chairperson, please call me to order if I'm going to comment on something that has been explained already because of my absence. But I'm specifically looking at on page 2 on physical education and talking about the process so far. Chairperson, I'm more interested in the senior and FET phase because, as one said from my previous life, I've got experience of what is happening there. The 2 hours that is allocated to life orientation in the schools has got to cover 4 of the assessment standards in life orientation. And my experience is that within these 2 hours, even though there is that emphasis in the subject statement that they should we should write physical education, it is not actually happening in the schools because of the load of work of other assessment standards that are there. To an extent that you will find that teachers will only save this for a later period and not done as it should appear on the timetable. Now, because of this short period, I just want to know if you have any way of trying to make sure that this happens, and that will be saying at the same time the time honestly is too little. The other thing is timetabling in schools is done by the schools, and now when they do timetable, we have got, I come from Mpumalanga, very rural area, very old schools that do not have the sporting facilities they've talked about. I'm not talking about sporting facilities because I know, for instance, that the outcome for this very assessment standard of physical education is more about learner switching. It's not about the education itself. It's about more about learner switching, meaning that they do activities. And those activities, when a learner from that rural school goes out in the morning to do that activity and comes back, he cannot have a shower, he cannot have what? What are you doing with that as you are promoting this sport to assist the school to have at least infrastructure that is going to assist our learners in those instances? Because I know of instances where one would say to the other, oh, yeah, you know, and the fight starts just there because of what happens after that. I just wanted to find that. So I'm worried about the time, and I'm worried about the infrastructure itself. And maybe, I don't know if you could, you know, isolate this, because we are very interested in physical education.
Chairperson. Well, starting with the questions from honorable members about the Northern Cape specifics, certainly to support the training of educators, you don't talk only, you talk about also material development. It's not only about the super sport, because we know that not every boat has got, that's why I spoke about the development of material to support educators in that regard. The 40,000 issue, the school that they might have won, will give you the name of the school, but certainly it was more about the number of cans and bottles that have been collected. So if it happens that the school should be in the urban area, it's not necessarily in the rural area. But I must just indicate that the participation was open to quite a number of schools in the Northern Cape. Same applies with other provinces. But I wouldn't say that specifically that the school that have won, it will have won because of the fact that it collected more bottles as such. So the question of collection, I'm not sure whether it's in terms of rural or urban, and how to manage that. So my key issue is about whether the children in the rural areas have participated to ensure that the emphasis is more about participation. Whether the children from the rural areas were afforded an opportunity through the ticket fund to go to see the matches from Northern Cape. That statistic is important for me to provide, so that we can be able to ascertain, okay, these are the schools that have participated, these are the schools that come from rural areas. But I can assure you, the participation in terms of this aspect for the World Cup, it was open to all schools in the country. And it was based on, as I said, two pillars. The participation pillar and the kicking of the football. If you won for your own province, you went to national, even at the district level, the allocation of the tickets were such. But if your school has participated and won, then it means your school did go, whether rural or urban, is about performance. Then that school might have gone to see the match, specifically through funding. Because that's where we paired Northern Cape with the state, in terms of how quickly and accessible can that be done. But I'll provide the names of the schools that participated within Adidas, and so that we can check whether the rural areas benefited in the process or not. That I'll provide. I can see the honourable members hands up if I've not answered adequately, but let me continue. I think it is fair to say that there needs to be a presentation on physical education in totality, so that you engage in depth around physical education. I think it's quite a fair proposal, precisely because once you go into issues of splitting at the level of FET and senior phase, as you have proposed, it's quite okay. But you must remember that you make these proposals to other committees such that it is elevated to the level of the ministry who make determinations around the curriculum. Some of us, you know the battle that we fought to ensure that we deal with the data of physical education within schools, and which is competing with your mathematics, with your physical and other learning areas. There's a serious competition there. But I think, likewise, there is a recognition of the importance of physical education. And the president of the country has spoken about that matter as well, in detail. But I think it is important for us to understand this thing. So I think we need to have the full presentation on physical education. I've noted that. So that these issues that are raised here are captured correctly. There's a very good question, I'll put it that way, about Cricket World Cup and Rugby World Cup in particular. What is if we put the same impetus like football? When one notes that South Africa was hosting the FIFA World Cup and we needed to mobilize society as a whole to say what strategies we needed to engage in to ensure that we embrace and harness the fact that the country was hosting the World Cup. I can report to say in this meeting that with regards to rugby in particular, there is a proposal that ourselves and SuperSport presented to the rugby union as far back as last year about bookies. There's a program called bookies. There's a plan. Unfortunately, this week, some members from SuperSport in Nigeria were supposed to be meeting again with the federation because it's not correct for us to operate outside the federation's consent. We can only take a proposal and say, can we do this thing? In the very same manner that we did with club football. I'm saying that I've got that particular proposal, but it has been tabled by SuperSport, and we jointly made a presentation to the South African Rugby Union. So we are hopeful that we might do something if it is bought at that level, so that we can ensure that we increase the hype around rugby. Maybe we couldn't concentrate much on cricket as such. Maybe it's because we're not hosting or whatever, but I think for rugby, there are plans. But we are awaiting the approval by SASAR in that regard. I think also what is also fair is the fact that the presentation of the plan will be communicating that as we have done the presentation, that the House noted the fact that not both of the departments were present, and the fact that we indicated that this particular plan. So the House request that we need to do the presentation of the plan once the ministers have seen the plan. This concept of the leagues vis-a-vis competition, as I've indicated, we have always been obsessed with the competitions at the level of the schools. We have not been concentrating on leagues to ensure regular participation of learners. I think it is important to commend those schools that have been continuously doing this thing. You see it very physically, nicely with regard to the former Montessori schools. In the area that I come from, you will see how certain schools organize themselves and arrange a nice fixture. Using the very same thing, we're saying that within a municipality, secondary schools can have a fixture, a league. Within a municipality. And I'm saying is how best do we empower educators on how to manage those particular programs. Not for competition purposes. Yes, competitive school sport needs to continue, but we need to have the league systems happening in schools. And I think this is part and parcel of that integrated plan. But they are already existing partnerships that we have solicited in that regard that will appear within. I'm not at liberty to go into details, but I can say that there are partnerships that were solicited to promote those particular leagues already in existence. The issue of federation, yes, I think it is important that there should be monetary measures. physical education standalone, but I think there should be this gradual motion as such. And you spoke about the issue of infrastructure. It's not about inserting in the school. What then happens? You know, I think it's very, very important. If you look in terms of how schools are designed, schools should be designed in terms of infrastructure development such that it accommodates the issues of showers in the schools after the note. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think it's one of those issues that when you talk about the role of the two departments is concerned. Secondly, it's also about the role of educators with regard to that. The practice has always been that because we understand how budgeting processes happen, that provinces are allocated funding for the activities of schools and sport. In the case of provinces, each province has been allocated a budget. Now, eight provinces, it is basically the Department of Education, except one province, which is Western Cape, where the allocation is with the Department of Sport to do all these things that are in terms of planning, to do all those issues like transport, attire of learners, I don't want buying of equipment, I don't want to isolate one issue, but in terms of the budgetary processes, we know where the funding actually resides. Nationally, the funding for school sport resides in the Department of Sports and Recreation. So that's how I want to answer that, to say this is how funding, it goes down maybe to how to allocate funding to the districts so that we are able to prioritize. Also again, there's also funding with regard to mass participation in sport. Transport is part and parcel of that. Equipment, is part of that, but when we are together with when they do the presentation jointly with the presentation, you'll then be able to see who's actually responsible when you do the joint presentation in that regard. But the emphasis on the leagues is that schools themselves have got allocation that they are transporting themselves to within a municipality. But we are really of the view that precisely because you are now no longer talking about competition, because competition would mean how you select the best player and you transport only that player, but now it's schools playing against each other in a league system within a municipality because you want to cut costs. I know that you deal with issues of the geographical spread. Northern Cape would be the most suffering because of how it is as opposed to Gauteng.
concerning the amount of cans collected and participation in the school's league. My question is, the follow-up question, how fair is this thing towards those at the rural, most rural areas, where there's only 1,000 people compared to a school where there are 10,000 people? Let me just say this thing. Yes. Please, thank you, Chair, protect me. The main focus here is to try and develop the pupils and the future of this country. And those in the most rural areas must not be excluded because of there are only 1,000 people. The value of 1,000 people is the same value of the 100,000 people. So I'm just asking this question is, in the rural area, I'm glad that you answered the funds, and I put it to you again. There are some schools in the Kalahari that couldn't even travel for athletics. So it's a challenge again, so I'm asking you, how fair was that competition? Thank you.
Madam Chairperson, mine is not exactly a follow-up question, but just maybe a request. I think we as a committee also need from the department a presentation on the school league, how they...
That needs to play a role in the league in terms of why is it there. The other thing is the whole question of I think the this marriage of convenience, the sports and the track and education is very key. Because you have the clubs come from township. You used to have clubs in townships that will unearth the talent from learners who happen to be community children. But because this learner is 10 or 12 or 14, he is or she is at school. Now, she or he will be very good in the club, but be discouraged by the club owners to participate effectively in the school because of injury. Don't expose yourself so that we have a competition or a league playing in the weekend. We're going somewhere. Also with the athletics, they will say, you know what, when schools are competing, there's a learner in my school, I had many experiences where I was teaching, very good athletes, but in the club, they will agree that when you will take 100 meters, and when you will take 200 meters. The one that I know that is good in both won't achieve that because there's an agreement at club level that this one belongs to another school, he or she must also win. So the whole question of this marriage, I'm very much happy that it's beginning to happen, and the competition amongst the taps need to deal with those taps. You may not obviously see them, but they are there, and they're going to emerge. The other thing is on the, I'm not sure, man, whether when you talk of school, super sports, are we on the same level? The super sports that one is thinking of is SS 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. If that's the one. Honorable Gunda talks about the Vora, but I don't want us to promote only Vora, only Vora. I come from township. So rural and township schools are the same. So access to DSTV then becomes a challenge. Whilst I may have the material, you know, for my teacher, they say when you put something in black and white, so we see it in it. So whilst I can read, can also the question of training, né? So I'm then saying once you have this agreement, I would propose that you explore the SABC, which government is funding, which most of the rural and township have access to those channels. But if you switch off TV, SABC 1 and whatever, you don't have access to the super spot, so that we're not only dealing with the health. On teacher development, I think there was one lesson that one has learned when we're moving towards democracy. In Soweto, I don't know about other provinces, in Soweto there was Ali Bag, you remember there were many people that were having talks with the ruling party outside. So Ali Bakr was having talks outside and coming back and promote cricket to show that he's promoting the sports that is, remember even sports was also not allowed in international. So what he came up with a very good program so that the banning on cricket has to be lifted. So he came up with a very good program and introduced in schools. One, all schools will have two teachers that that will be trained on cricket. And he will not end there. There will also be leagues on cricket, not competition. There will be leagues on cricket, and there will be specifically teachers that are trained and do that. And learners that will participate in cricket, it will not be a responsibility of the school to give them the bat or the tools. But the whole package will come with the training and those learners that are participating. So, which I'll then say, as you engage the sister organizations, these different clubs, cricket or rugby or whatever, you need to engage those in terms of what is it that they're doing, employing back on social, whatever, in schools. The other one is on the on promoting what we have. I think we're not doing much, let me say, from Department of Education. There is this school, School of Excellence. The access there is very difficult. Access. Learners accessing that school is very difficult. You must be known, or you must know Pinky as an MP, then I can put you there. The learners that have talent, soccer talent, they can't get there unless they have to find their way in the who's who, then they can get access to that. So that's one school. There is no marketing and advocating what that school is doing. Over and above the School of Excellence, there's one school that I got to know 2008. I was holding a workshop there, a curriculum workshop, and the venue there was in Axisville. That school is also a school of sports. Something like that, I think so. And as and when that teacher was talking, he ended up advocating what is done in that school, and I never knew. So you don't know in Tshwane or in Gauteng that there's another school that is doing the same thing, and other schools can identify talent from these children and then refer them there. There's a boarding school there, there's another, but it's underutilized because we're not advocating what we have. The other one is on the Magnificent Friday. We're talking stuff. One member was talking about the hype that we are we giving enough for rugby and netball and cricket. There is this program of Magnificent Friday. From education, from sports and agriculture. They're not open about it. We see it on TV. We can't support because we don't know where are they. But I think in terms of making adding value to schools and teachers, it shouldn't be only at in the stations, Epa Station or Cape Town Station. Let's reach out to children, to learners, to teachers, so that they see the importance and promote this the sporting code. It means name. When you come back, I'll raise it.
I'm thinking of the district where I'm coming from. If there is anybody, anyone who can help, when I'm looking at the staff members, anyone, they are just in front of my mind. How much?
much would they be involved in activating or in making this to work in the schools? Because I think they are more on the ground than the national office. Are they involved in this program? There is a program on called MPP, the Department of Sport in our local. Their role. What is their role in this program? Because they are also using the school children in their program. They usually go to the school and pick the school out. How much are they involved? What is your program for them?
Chair, I want to speak on just two things. The management of school sports in the Sakhetan district. So just to it's one of the questions that I've put up here. And comment on the I know there's no such a difference, but there is a thin line between the school sports and physical education. That thin line on physically, you have explained to us processes that the management processes of physical education. But you know, in terms of the school sport, I just want to find out how does the department, in terms of what I said, intend to manage the school sport at the level of the district? Because it is that problem that causes confusion to all of us as parents and as teachers in schools. The other thing, this management of school sports must as well go to managing the competition, which will always create a perception of, in some cases, parents just with chair, who we would find people using a line of racism in terms of managing the perception. And throwing lines in terms of rurality and urban and urbanness of schools. So I remember very well, Chair, I just want to comment on this, that we had a system that works on creating a competition that was, we thought at that time was fair, where a rural school and farm school compete alone on their own stream and urban school on their own. But as and when we thought about it long time ago, it is the argument that we had here, honorable member, that we then said this is not helping. We need to have an inclusive schools program where a rural learner must be able to compete with an urban learner. Fairly. But we must have the department, in terms of their school committees, manage the competition between the rural schools or farm schools and the urban and city schools. Because we would not want to have a situation where, because a school is situated in a rural area, should never have an opportunity to compete fairly with a school that is in the city. So that our argument our debate must begin to say now here, Chair, the school sport, yes, I appreciate the report and the shortfall of a report. That is, and when you have competition, such as the competition that I'm not going to say, I was saying to Mr. De Villiers, if it's a collective team competition, people who are in the township will be able to collect as many thousand teams as possible. But people who are far rural would not even collect far more than 20 teams of contracts. So you see that that competition would not be favorable to a rural school, but to an urban school. There's no way that a rural school would win that competition. And we had an argument here, but I don't think that the competition was structured in such a way that a rural school will be able to win that competition. That is the other point that I wanted to put in the question. I was not actually out of order. I was just saying, yes, the report is fine. We understand the nature of the school team, the sports department. And member Ngube if you compare the disadvantaged school, as we name them, and the school that we said are previously Model C schools, will always have an edge in terms of the competition. But what I'm saying, if you prepare the committees or the sports management at district, make sure that the committees knows its task. The task is to develop the previously white sports, bring it each to the schools which did not even have those such as rugby, such as boxing, bring them to a disadvantaged school and then begin to improve the competition between the schools. I thank you, Chair.
Newspapers that we are talking to, and they are participating I'll try to ensure that you get the details so that we can also, in terms of marketing and promoting these things, contribute to that particular initiative of the partnership between the department and the Dreamfields project. What's happening is that there are leagues that are being established for football, but what has been looked into in that particular initiative is that individuals and companies contribute by buying a bag of full of kit for their respective schools. Let's say in a certain area, there is a forecast maybe by a BH bulletin, Old Mushwa, and the canvas communities, and they buy sports bags for each school. And then immediately after that, a league is established. Because children now, people have contributed, children now can have a league. And I think it was a very, very good initiative that we are partnering with the Dreamfields project, that you can participate and be part of it. This issue, the next issue, I think we have taken note of it. We will be speaking to it. The issue of talent identification and further development, as well as the tracking system. You see, if you do not have it within the continuum of sports development in the country, you will be talking about scouting, as this scouting is talent identification. It's not. You realize that the issue that you raised about an injury and how people are scheming around which player do you want to sign, they will not pass to this good player in the field of game, because they know that there are people are scouting on that day. But if you've got a tracking system and the talent identification, you can therefore be able to say, this is a good player. Yeah. Because we have checked the background, we have seen how the child has been participating, and all that. But you will need to have that database within Zanzibar, within schools, especially sports teachers. Let that be this issue of scouting. We understand that maybe as a country we needed to invest much on that. It's not about where you are located, but it's how you track the players. And I think that's why I'm saying I've learned a lot from the, not questions, but from the inputs that people are making, to say that you should be able to look at how do you engage even other service providers, so that you don't stick to those. But if those have volunteered, we utilize the space. Because I don't want to talk about SAPC and how we tried to engage SAPC and what are the issues there. But SuperSport came on board when we were dealing with my junior school adventure, and they are saying to, and they also came upfront to say we are ready to assist. We raised the issue about SAPC, what it is, what values does it transmit to society and other matters. And I think also the issue around cricket development and the leagues, the provision of facilities, is about sustainability of that particular program. So that if you talk the relationship between federation, I spoke about it, the support of federation or to the leagues, without going to the specifics, it might be on human resource development, it might be the provision of facilities, you know, because we're engaging those federations on those matters without going to the specifics of what each federation will be contributing towards the development. I spoke about both human and provision of facilities. You are correct about the issue of, if you don't have a well-structured talent identification and the training system, how would you then take your children to Rosina Stiban as well as the School of Excellence? And I think it's a matter that we needed to engage with those specific schools. Certainly, we because access to those schools should not be based on who affords, who's known, who's what, but it should be based on a system that we can be able to refer. I know that Transnet Foundation was involved with regard to, it was involved with the School of Excellence. SAFA is involved. There are quite a number of stakeholders that are involved there to look into the matter. But certainly I will find the mechanism of raising the matter with some members within the School of Excellence on how can we ensure that there's advocacy. How do we ensure that there's marketing of what those schools stand for? And what will be the criteria? What is the criteria of selection of talented learners to go there? What should be the recommendation base? So that should be open to everybody. Once you find that you've got a talented child, you must be able to refer that child to those particular schools. Yes, I think one issue that was raised is how to support them at the Field Fridays. That child that should go to schools and that child should participate. We need to open up in terms of ensuring that there's an advocacy around this matter. As I said, honorable member, some of the comments that you spoke about, I'm taking them to make an input to that document that will be presented to yourself. So I'm learning. The involvement of districts as well as the management of school sport at second and district level. Well, I think the honorable member, if you refer to the area that she's coming from, you have a district office of sport within that area where you come from. You also have a district office of the department. But I think it is important that once you've got this particular integrated plan, which will be sanctioned by the two ministers, it will be able to evolve down to that level. Because the mass participation program, the MPP program, it's a government program managed by the Department of Sports and Recreation. So they can't get a tech issue. So those volunteers are actually promoting sport within schools. They are actually ensuring that there is training of learners, there are issues of teacher development, the provision of facilities, to ensure that the learners participate in sport. So it's a good program. So it's not an issue of what happens to the school children. It's besides that there's an understanding that at specific times during the day that learners will be involved in sport, they will be trained by the volunteers as such. And I think also if you talk to the issues of what used to happen in the olden days around the farm and the rural schools tournament competitions, I think in the olden days there was a conscious effort to ensure that we have this separate program to ensure that we empower learners in the farms and the rural schools. In those days, Transnet Foundation was also involved. I know that Northwest used to lead in terms of ensuring that program is alive and it is managed because of the passion that the officials of the department had on this one. And I think they're still continuing, if I'm not mistaken, within Northwest. I think there are three provinces that still continue with that particular program of the farm and rural schools competition. Yes, you are correct. Within that particular context, we hope that if you've got children, whether from rural or from urban, but if you've got a league system, that is regular participation, and children are afforded opportunity so that when you deal with talent identification, the voices within. I don't think the intention of working with the Federation is to revive those programs that they used to have, your mini Bekati cricket tournaments. That's why we see the value of Federation, because Cricket South Africa has got this better program. So you cannot have the two departments operating outside Federation, because Federation has got the know-how and they've got skills. Certainly, we need to tap in terms of that particular infrastructure. Your last question, Chairperson, about which department is responsible for the infrastructure within the school is education. I mean, if the inner school, there are fields, it boils down to issues of management at the level of the school. Within the very same locality, there are schools that are maintaining their own fields. And you can see that these fields are really maintained. But there are those schools that have got facilities, but they're not maintaining their own schools. So it's a management issue. Because you've got facility, but you expect somebody else must come and do the things that you're supposed to do, even yourself. So it's a management issue based on the principal, the leadership of those particular schools. Because within those facilities, you can get a school whose grounds are maintained. So I'm saying that it's the responsibility of the Department of Education, the infrastructure within schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
wanted to raise this, the issue of competition or participation of learners, it depends mostly on the creativeness of the teachers and the passion that they have. Because with both, you've got your Coca-Cola, you've got your SAP, they can engage all those stakeholders. If you want to have a mini competition, SAP is always available. You engage, you can assist teachers at your local to so that they can assist them. It only depends on your creativity, how passionate are you with sports, and how passionate are you to assist. On that note, I thank you everybody and the meeting is adjourned.
The chairperson, during our discussion and during the presentation earlier, I just went through it very briefly just to check if you understood. So I can say something on it. to propose that we accept this report, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you.